Oh, well, I'll wait for her. Would she be the one to do something like this?
What's the matter, honey?
Carolyn Appleby gets in town today.
What are you so upset about? It'll be wonderful to see Carolyn again.
Sure.
Well, ordinarily it would be, yes, but somehow she's gotten the idea that I'm surrounded by movie stars.
How in the world did she get an idea like that, I'm pretty sure?
Well, maybe in a letter I did drop a name here and there.
Like who, for instance?
Well, I told her that I ate lunch with Clark Gable last week.
Oh, fine.
Now, honey, why would you tell her something like that when you know that it's not true?
It is too true. I had lunch with Clark Gable. I was at Perino's and Clark was there, and we ate lunch together. At different tables, but... together doesn't necessarily...
Okay, okay, we got it, we got it. Now, who else did you tell her that you've been piling around with?
Well, let's see, Gary Cooper and Bing. And, oh, yes, I did mention Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando. Did you see On the Waterfront? Wonderful. He got the Academy Award, you know. Oh, dear. She says she's going to be here 2 whole days and wants to meet them all. What am I going to do?
No.
You don't even know what I was going to ask you.
Whenever you get that tone in your voice, the answer is no.
Oh.
Come on, Fred. We're late for our golf day. Let's go to the club.
Oh, right. Come on now, Ricky.
I'll see you later. Adios. Bye.
What am I going to do? I know she's probably on her way over here right now, and I haven't even got an idea. You think of something.
Listen, if Einstein can't work out a problem, you don't hand it to Mortimer Snurd.
But, Ethel, I'm desperate.
Well, I never have any good ideas.
Well, think.
Well, Van Johnson was asleep down by the pool a while ago.
Van Johnson?
Yeah, I'll see if he's still there. Yes, he's still there.
So?
Well, we could go down and carry him up here without waking him up. And then we could put him on the couch, and when Carolyn gets here, we'll say he's a friend of ours and he just dropped by to take a nap.
Thank you, Mortimer Snurd.
Well...
Yeesh! Sheesh! Carry him up here without waking him up. Just dropped by to take a nap. Hello. Would you ask her to come up, please? Thank you. She's here. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Oh, Lucy, this is a tough one.
You know, she'll blab this all over New York.
Yep. Well, I guess for once you're just going to have to face the music.
I got it. From up here, you can't tell whether Van Johnson's asleep or not. Now, listen, I'm going downstairs, and I'm going over by Van. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to pretend to be talking to him. He'll never know the difference, see? Now, when Carolyn comes in, you take her out on the balcony, and I'll see her, and I'll wave, and you just tell her I'm down there chatting with one of my movie star friends, see? And then after I wave, I'll come on up.
Oh, that's a great idea.
All right, I'll get down the stairs while she's coming up the elevator. Give me time now to get out by the pool.
Okay.
Yeah. But I guess you saw me down by the pool chatting with Van Johnson.
No, she didn't.
What? Oh, Lucy, I could just die. I lost my glasses on the plane and I can't see a thing without them.
So you didn't see us?
Well, I saw two red-headed blurs. Ethel told me it was you and Van Johnson. Well, that's a shame. Gee, that means that you didn't see Clark Gable or Walter Pigeon or Hedy Lamarr. They were all down by the pool.
They were.
Oh, yes, of course they were. I should have pointed them out to you, Carolyn.
Well, it wouldn't have done any good anyway.
You really can't see, huh?
Not a thing.
Oh, they're still there. Hello, Clark. Hello, Walter. Hello, Hedy.
Oh, let's go down and see them up close.
Goodbye, Clark. Goodbye, Walter. Goodbye,
They're off to the races. Oh, my goodness, Lucy. I certainly am impressed. Wait till the girls back home hear about this.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's Van Johnson really like?
Oh, he's just wonderful. Just the greatest. Oh. You know, he's appearing in a nightclub here in the hotel.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to see a show.
Oh, we see it most every night.
Oh, yeah, we've seen it 14 times.
And does he work? He rehearses 2 or 3 hours every afternoon. You know, Carolyn, Van and I have gotten very chummy. Yes, as a matter of fact, he asked me to rehearse with him this afternoon.
What?
What?
Yeah, and, you know, Carolyn, if you promise to be very quiet, I could have Ethel sneak you in the back of the ballroom and you could watch the rehearsal.
Oh, Lucy, you're a doll. What time is rehearsal?
2.
Oh, that's wonderful, because I was going to do some shopping this afternoon, but I'll go out and get it done now, and then I'll be back.
Yeah.
Oh, where's everything? Well, bye.
Bye.
See you, too.
Hey, yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Lucy, you had such a fascinating little mind. I kind of hate to see it go.
What do you mean, telling Carolyn I can sneak her in the back?
Up. Now, Ethel, you've seen Van's act as often as I have. Now, what does his partner look like?
Well, she's tall, she's got red hair, and she's...
And how far can Carolyn see without her glasses?
Well, she said she could only see from about here to...
Oh. Your little mind wasn't gone. It was just catnapping. Now, look, I'll hide over in your apartment. When Carolyn comes back, you take her down to the ballroom. She'll see Van's partner. She'll think it's me. Bring her back up here. I'll come in all out of breath, wiping my face with a towel.
Oh, you've done it again, champ.
How could you ever have doubted me?
I was a fool.
What are those?
What?
Those.
Oh, my glasses. The airlines found them on the plane and sent them over. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Is Lucy rehearsing with Van?
Oh, yes.
Well, then let's go.
I think I'll... I want to make a phone call. I got to tell Fred something.
Oh.
Give me room 317, please. Hello. Hello, Fred?
No, Fred isn't here right now.
This is Ethel, Fred.
Well, what's the matter with you, Ethel? This is Lucy.
I know that, Fred. I want to tell you something. Carolyn's here, and we're going downstairs to watch Lucy rehearse with Van Johnson.
Oh, Carolyn's there.
That's right, Fred. And we thought maybe you'd like to go along. And if you do go along, I want you to be sure and wear your glasses so you can see as good as Carolyn can.
My glasses. Carolyn found her glasses?
You guessed it, Fred, old girl.
Well, look, stall. Stall. Give me 15 minutes before you bring her down.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, but I'll think of something.
Okay, Fred. Goodbye, Fred. What's new, Carolyn?
Is Fred coming with us?
Fred who? Oh, that Fred?
No, he's not going with us. He had something he had to do.
Oh, well, then let's go.
Go? Down to watch him rehearse, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's go.
Fred!
Hi, Carolyn. How are you? I just came over...
Oh, bless his little heart. He just came over to kiss me goodbye. Well, goodbye, Fred.
Goodbye? Well, I just got home.
Well, we're just leaving. I want to show her the hotel before we watch him rehearse. Come on, honey.
Marco?
Hello, Hank.
I was pretty sloppy last night. We better get down to work. Where's Hazel?
She's not here yet.
That's funny. She's usually on time. Let's see what I was doing wrong with our second number. I'll take it from the top, Marco. Sorry, but I'm rehearsing.
Yes, sir, I know.
But nobody's allowed in here during rehearsals.
Well, I know, but, well, we don't have much time.
We don't?
No. No, you see, it's like this, Mr. Johnson. My name is Lucy Ricardo, and my husband is Ricky Ricardo, and he's in the movies, too, or at least he will be real soon, so we're all showbiz folks, and it isn't like some stranger coming up to you on the street and asking a favor. And we really don't have much time.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Oh, no, that's impossible. Now, look, Mr. Johnson, it's like this. I have this friend from New York, and I've been writing her from time to time. And you know how it is. I've been telling her that I know a lot of movie stars. You know, anything to brighten up their drab little lives. Well, this friend of mine from New York is out here, and I told her that I was rehearsing with you this afternoon, and she'll be here any minute.
Who's going to be here any minute?
Carolyn Appleby. Who do you think?
You'll pardon me, madam, but you're talking nutsy cuckoo.
Oh, no, Mr. Johnson, I'm not. No, I'm in a terrible jam. Now, I know this is a lot to ask, but I really do have a friend from New York, and she's coming right here to see me rehearse with you. Please, couldn't I just do a few steps with you?
I'm sorry, that's out of the question.
Oh, please, Mr. Johnson. I'll be eternally grateful. I'll go see your next picture 3 times. I'll name my next child after you, if I have one. If I don't, I'll change the name of the one I already have. Please.
Will you please get up? I understand your problem, and I'd like to help you.
Oh, thank you.
But I can't.
Oh, Mr. Please, Carolyn will blab it all over New York. Please say that I can do it. Please say you'll help me.
Look, even if I said I would... You don't know any of my routines, and I don't have the time to...
Oh, but I do. I've seen your show 14 times.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, I know how your partner makes the entrance. Look, I'll show you. See, she comes in here, and you go, da-da-da, dee-dee-dee-da-da, and then she waits for you to sing like that, and I even know the patter in between that she sings in the song.
No.
The little things that she says in between.
Well, I'll be...
Yeah, well, can I do it then?
Well...
Oh, please.
I'll do it.
Oh, thank you. Bless your heart. Now,
Oh, there they are. Come on in. Come in. It's all right, Ethel. Okay. This is my friend.
Oh.
Is Mrs. Appleby, Mr. Johnson.
How do you do, Mrs. Appleby?
How do you do, Mr. Johnson?
And Mrs. Mertz?
How do you do, Mrs. Mertz?
Hello.
Get on with the rehearsal.
Oh,
they won't bother.
Lucy.
Yes?
I'm not sure about that next routine. You may have to tell me how it goes again.
You're not sure? Oh! Well, we come in, make the entrance, you know, from both sides, and then we just all together.
That's it. That's it.
I like New York in June.
June?
How about you?
Well, it's kind of hot, isn't it?
I like a Gershwin tune.
Gershwin?
How about you?
Well, I like them, but I can't sing them.
I like a fireside when the storm is due.
Who's gonna empty the ashes, you?
I like potato chips, moonlight and motor trips. How about you, dear? I'm wild about good books.
Good books?
Can't get my fill.
What do you do, eat them?
And Greta Garbo's looks.
Greta Garbo.
Give me a thrill.
Did you see Camille?
Holding hands in the movie show. When all the lights are low. May not be new.
Yeah, well.
But I like it. How about you?
Well, now you're talking, boy. Oh, it was nothing.
Oh, I just can't get over the way you rub elbows with all the celebrities out here.
Well, that's true. Our elbows are practically raw.
And wait till the girls hear about you dancing with Van Johnson.
You be sure and tell them.
Oh, yeah.
And all those movie stars I just missed seeing this afternoon.
Mm.
When do you think you'll see them again?
When are you leaving?
Tonight. Oh, what a shame. We're having a big open house here tomorrow afternoon.
Maybe Charlie will let you stay.
No. No, I don't think there's a chance. These reservations were too hard to get.
Yeah.
Well, it's a shame, Carolyn, because practically every star in town will be here. Cary Grant and Walter Pigeon and Marlon and...
Oh... Well, at least I got to meet Van.
That's true, that's true. Well, I guess I'd better say goodbye.
Okay. It's just been wonderful.
It's been nice seeing you.
I'm so glad you came to me out here.
Well, I want to tell you, I sure enjoyed that trip.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Good to see you. Hi, yeah. How's Charlie?
Oh, he's just wonderful. And I can't wait to see him to tell him about Lucy dancing with Van Johnson.
Isn't that nice?
Well, bye, everybody.
Bye. It was fun.
Bye.
Bye. I'm going to Honolulu. Sounds like an awful lot of fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Wait a minute here. There is something here that needs explaining.
What needs explaining?
What's all this nonsense about you dancing with Van Johnson?
It's not nonsense. I did dance with Van Johnson.
She's told so many of those wild stories, she's beginning to believe them herself.
No, I was there and I saw her.
Well, whatever Lucy's got, it's catching.
It's true. I danced with Van Johnson this afternoon.
Now, look, honey, wait a minute. This is me, will you? This is not Carolyn. You're talking to Rick, you remember? Van's with dance. What is that? She's gone completely. Hello. Hello, Van. How are you, boy? It's funny that you happen to call now because... My wife?
Hello, Van. What? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Who, me? Oh, well, yes, I'll be right down. Bye. Van's partner is ill and he wants me to dance with him tonight.
You?
Yes, I'm off to rehearsal.
look.
Oh, oh Fran,
you look beautiful.
Fran. How do you feel? You feel all right?
Sure, I feel fine.
Good. Now you're not going to be nervous or anything.
Of course she's not nervous. Sure, why should I be nervous?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I guess you can dance just as well alone with him as out there in front of all those people.
You're more nervous than
yes,
I am.
Yes, I know.
All those people?
Yeah.
Oh, now, Lucy, don't pay any attention to Freddy. He doesn't make any sense. The whole world's out there.
Oh, honey.
I've never seen so many people.
Everything all right?
There are all those people out there.
So what? What's the difference? What's the matter? What happened?
Oh, thanks to Big Mouth Merch, she suddenly discovered there's a big crowd out there.
So what, honey? Well, you don't have to worry about the big crowd. Now, look, honey, let me tell you something. Just think about this, just like if it was a rehearsal. You just go, when you start dancing, you forget all about those people.
Sure.
Dancing is just dancing.
Yeah.
Just like a rehearsal?
Yes, yeah. Like a rehearsal, honey. Oh, look, isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right. You look nice and everything. Sure, don't worry about it. You can do it.
Okay.
Well, hi, man. You all set, Lucy?
Yeah.
We're on in 2 minutes. Lucy's saving my life tonight. You know, it's a sellout. It's the biggest crowd they've ever had.
That's right.
Biggest crowd they've ever had.
Yeah, that's all right, honey.
Biggest crowd they've ever had.
I can't.
I like a Gershwin tune.
Gershwin?
How about you?
I don't know how to sing them.
I like a fireside when the storm is due.
Oh, I'm going after the ashes, you!
How about you, dear? I'm wild about good books.
Good books?
Can't get my fill. And Greta Garbo's looks.
Greta Garbo?
Give me a thrill.
Did you see Camille?
Holding hands in the movie show. When all the lights are low. May not be new.
Yeah, well.
But I like it. How about you?
Now you're talking, boy.
Yes, sir.
Without me, and I'm taking another plane.
Another plane?
Why, yes, I just couldn't miss your party tomorrow. I'm going to stay over and meet Clark and Bing and Carrie.
Next week,
I Love Lucy will be brought to you by Lilt Home Permanents. Carolyn Appleby was played by Doris Singleton, and Van Johnson portrayed himself. Choreography by Peggy Carroll. I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.